Anderson Varejao jump shooter, one of the most important shots in the game. Mike said that he used to cringe when you'd shoot jumpers, but not anymore, and he would have been mad at you if you didn't take that shot. How has the jump shot come around to where you don't hesitate?
Well, everybody keeps telling me every day in practice to, you know, to shoot the ball. Like all the assistant coach, all the development coach, all, you know, Coach Brown. So what else could they do? You know, I was open and I shot it. I'm glad I made it.
Where does that come from? How many jumpers were you taking to practice to get to that point?
I mean, before the practice, I'm shooting a lot. I'm working with the assistant coaches. I'm staying a little bit after practice and working on my jump shot. And you know, when Byron Scott was here too, he was really good to me on that. You know, he used to put an envelope on our chair before practice and, you know, before the first game of the season, you know, telling us what he wanted from, you know, from us. And in my chair, he was keep rebounding and shoot the ball. So that's good. The last 3 years, unfortunately, I got hurt, but I was shooting the ball more and everything. So, and Mike Brown kept that. You know, he keeps telling me, you know, if you're open, shoot the ball. Don't hesitate.
What was it like playing for Mike again, where defense was the emphasis, and we saw that tonight?
It was good. It was good because on the first quarter, if I'm not wrong, they were shooting 70% at some time. And then we finished the game. They finished the game shooting 40%. So our fourth quarter wasn't pretty. You know, we made some plays, but the key for us to win the game was our defense. So it's great. It's great to have Mike Brown back, and you know, and I believe on this team. I think we got a good team here. We know it's early. You know, we just beat a very good team, but we have to keep believing. If we believe, I think we can do some damages.
How much growth have you seen in Tristan over the last, obviously now, year and a half that you've played with him next to him in the front court?
Tristan works really hard, so he's getting better and better every year. To me, sometimes when you play for national team, that helps you a lot too, because you get more touches, you know, you get to play more. So that was probably a good thing for him. The national team helped him a lot, but you know, I see him every day before practice and after practice. He stays there and he's working on his jump shot. He's working on his, you know, finishing around the basket. So he deserves. He deserves, and he's doing great.
Were you surprised that Andrew played tonight, and what did you think of his performance?
I mean, after 2 years, it's not easy. I know that because I've been out for 10 months and it's still hard. You know, I'm still like looking to find my rhythm and everything. To me, he looked good. I mean, he did a good job against Lopez, and you know, he had a couple post-ups and didn't score, but you know, he's moving well. I can tell, like, I played 3-on-3 against him during the preseason, and the way I saw him running tonight was a lot better. He's getting better.
And how much does it help you where you don't have to bang as long with a guy the size of Lopez when he only gave you 8 minutes tonight, but still it takes some of that pressure off your shoulders?
Well, he's a guy that he's going to get in the game, and he's going to, you know, play good defense, and he's a guy that has to be guard. So that helps a lot because, you know, you put some pressure on their defense too. So it's great to have him.